in Siman Resh Mem Dalet.
Did the pictures work out for you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Better than now, this was the
thing. Okay.
Timing is everything.
Yeah. Siman Resh Mem Dalet, Sif Gimel. We did the first Mishnah Berurah. We're holding Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf. He said, if any Yehudi built a bais or a Jew on Shabbos Beisr, it's appropriate to be mached. Now again, the case here was, he did it b'kabbalah. So mikra din it's mutter. It's a noch on the hachmir. So zot the mishmur b'akradim kassu the b'diyavid yesh tismach b'kabbalonus al dasar b'natam umut elod b'afilu la'atzmai. So the b'diyavid, we can mishmach on the b'shonim would say that this is not also b'diyavid. And the same thing in Siv Beis, if the goy had prepared the stones or the beams, so the Shulchan Aruch said you can't put them in the binyan. So over here we're saying in the case there was b'kablonus b'riyevid, you can be makel and use it. Okay.
So did they understand Nachman Achmir? Would they say he can't have any benefit from it? Could he rent it out, for example?
No. Okay, shall you come to Baruch of Aleph? Lo Elam, that's it. I feel like Achirim, if a Chomok and Mutal and Honest Remandal, the Markle on Yehud, he could sell it to an Anjou, but he can't maintain it and keep it for himself and rent it out. He can get rid of the property. And this is also for him and for other Jews as well to benefit. So the only solution is going to be to sell to a non-Jew. So the Rambam came along and said, if he arranged with the goy not to work on Shabbos, and the goy, against the arrangement with the Jew, went and worked on Shabbos, so then that's not his responsibility. Al karachay. The non-Jew went against the arrangement that they had made. Therefore, it's not the Jew's responsibility. He doesn't have to try to stop him anymore. He made the arrangements. Now the goy is doing it. So he said, he should go tell him to stop. He's not mechuyev to do that. Finds this halacha very difficult to understand. The kibun shuma chuber. How many milsot for hesya? So you can chashad the royim shal yedu shehisna. So you're still going to have a still, but the chashad problem is not solved by making the tanai with the goy, because they don't know. People don't know that you made a tanai with him. People to see the goy working for you. The Yerab also challenges this halacha, and therefore, Valkain, Ein lohalka b'zeh, you should not really be lenient. So therefore, you have to try and stop him. It's not enough that you made the tanai, and now he's working. You say whatever, you know. You can't say whatever. You have to try. And you have to stop him. Okay. The guy says, yeah, you pay me money, I'll stop working. That you're not going to do. Kima shebekach, hissa mitchila, near to lekach, I count the board. Okay? So since, you know, you were responsible, you made the arrangements appropriately, so we're not going to put a now going to ask you to lay out money. You did yours. Yes, you're going to stop him, you're not going to lay out money. But I can then derive from the Liraba, if you were not responsible like you should have been and made the arrangements earlier, and the goy started working, so not only are you mechiv to stop him, but you're mechiv to pay. His argument is because he was negligent, he should have made the arrangement. He didn't do so. So now he's mechuyev to pay for it. That's how he understands Eli Rab. Halacha l'maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah says he's not sure what to do.
So okay. The people machmir, they're machmir only if the non-Jew built the whole house. If he stopped after a third, and the Yehudi paid him off and got to stop, that's okay?
No, as we said yesterday, that even if he just built part of it, that was what Shlomo Kluger said, it's still a problem. Because you can't differentiate which part is the house is a house. You can't differentiate say that part of it. So you're benefiting from the work that he did on Shabbos.
Right, but from here it sounds as though it might be okay. If he gets him off, has him stop doing it. Doesn't say stop before he did anything.
Yeah, but this is the case because you made the arrangements with the Chathila. Right? You arranged the Chathila. And then the guy didn't listen to you.
Okay. No, if you made arrangements, he doesn't has to be mefaser his mama. But if he didn't make the arrangements, then he has to pay him off to get him to stop.
Correct. Okay, so if the guy started working, not based on right, so your responsibility is to make him stop. Okay. So as soon as you came, you made him stop. So that's. So then you would not be responsible for the fact that he did it for you before.
To me, it's a little gray. It's not clear what to do.
No, you're saying in the case of the person didn't know the guy was doing it, so they were not going to hold him responsible. He's not going to be also because of the Marzain. He didn't know the guy was doing it. The case was he knew and he's letting the guy do it. So that's where he could be given the Knas. If he didn't know, he didn't know. So as soon as he comes, he says, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm working because I want to get this job done. I said, no, you know, I'll do that. Okay, if you pay me, I'll stop. So then he did his responsibility. The Sarkhina did, and the Mishabura remains with the suffering. He's not sure if he's mechayiv to pay in order to do to stop him. Or do we say, since A, it's kavlonis, B, he made a mechoa, so then he's done his? That, and in general, that'll remove the marasayan, because the act of making the mechoa is something which will become known. So that's enough. He's not mechayiv to pay for that, possibly. Right. I'm not sure. I mean, you know, if he didn't make it tonight. And he was mechuyev to do that, so it could be they had to consider his peshe on that.
What's this, the case of Jews having a goy be building his house, including over Shabbos?
So the question is, am I allowed the chatkila to give it to him, please? So you're not greeting the militia.
I'm not breathing.
Okay. Right. In the case of the goy, are you allowed the chatzila to give it to him, let's say on Monday, the kiblonis, relying on that on Shabbos, you'll stop him. And then when you come on Shabbos and you try and stop him, it doesn't work, so you're not considered a peshev because you did yours. Or do we argue this itself is part of his being negligent by not making the arrangement with the chatchila? So you're relying on the mechol later on, it's too late. So you're right that the Chariz Masham from the Sayyid Rabbah, he seems to be saying that I'm not sure, because it could be the Rabbi Rabbah's point is you have a chiv to stop him from doing work for you. Whether you're allowed to benefit from it is another question. But the Maisa, Goy is doing work for a Jew on this piece of the Jew's property. So that itself is a problem. Whether you're going to benefit from it afterwards or not is a different question. But right now, we can't have this. You have to stop this. So I think the other Rabbi really is dealing with. If you look at the Bir Alocha brings from the Rambam. The Rambam says, seems to be Medayik or Mimeduyik, that you're allowed to give it to him, L'chachilo, the Kablonis, relying on that you'll stop him before Shabbos. You don't have to make the Tanai L'Chatchila. So he brings Simon Medak from others, that itself is a Pshia. That's part of the Bir Locha, Ve'en Yehudi, Asa Bal Karcha, that's part of what he's grappling with in the Bir Locha, is this question. Not making the arrangement, is that considered a Pshia? And therefore, relying on making a mechol that around is not sufficient, or if it is, he's mashia from Rashi that Rashi holds that you cannot rely on making the mechol that around, and the Rama holds that you could. That's his medayik over there in the Bir Locha Ben Yehudi Asoy Bal Karchai. So I'm not sure the Mishabura's lashon is it's Sarach Iyun. Yeah, the Bir Lachas Halachas is his final approach, and that is at Sarachim. Okay, Sifta Aleph.
So, I don't think Machaber talks about this. Maybe it didn't happen his day. If you have a Kaban who's a Jew who's in Machal Shabbos, can you deal with him? Can you deal with him if he promises not to work on Shabbos or Yom Tov?
Are you allowed to rely on his promise?
Right.
I think so. Now, what do you do if he doesn't do it? You have big problems. Yeah.
Get a good contract written. Make sure he has a financial loss if he does.
Right.
That will kind of be a disincentive there.
Right. Okay.
Make sure that your lawyer is Jewish, is religious, and I don't know the game.
Okay. Siftala, Malachas for Hesia. So now we moved away from a case of karka, which has the automatic status of assumption of for Hestia, but the action itself, where we're dealing with the arrangement, the work they're doing was something which is for Hestia. Filim metaltalin, kan tsvina yidul Yisrael dina kama malachas mechuber. Said it has the same malachas mechuber because everybody knows that it's the Jews. Okay, mishabur is a cotton chav gimel yidul Yisrael. So the for example was the boat which is known. Right, the name of the boat is, you know, some Jewish name. Okay, in Marish Oisus so Bereshus Yisrael, the Yachay Filo Hayirak Dinner Rakim Metalton the Alma Gamkin Hayoster Kemuchu Besimration Beis Sebeis. The Alpha Metalton also in Oisus so Bereshus Yisrael. If you're doing the work on the Jewish premises, that's a problem, whether it's a karaka or metalton. So you don't have to compare this to karaka. Metalton itself was a problem. Alamari Shulbebe, so the item was not in the Jew, on the premise of the Jew. And the chiddush over here is, but since the, even though it's not, since it's Yedua that it belongs to Yisrael, so that's going to have the halacha melechus mechuber, so that even though it's b'kibarlis, there's a maris ayin, because people will not know that you gave it b'kibarlis. So we'll see later on in Ration Beis that, but if in a case where it's not on the premises of the Jew and it's Betzina, so we don't have to worry about it. Okay. Sif Hay. So you hire this fellow. He's the scribe. Now, whenever he needs a letter written, this fellow will write the letter. Whenever he needs a garment made, this fellow will make the garment. Okay. So. Basically, you've hired him somewhere of a hybrid, in the sense of it's not for a specific job. He's available for your work whenever it's needed. On the other hand, the arrangement is that he's going to be your on-call contractor. Whenever you need a letter written, he's responsible to write the letter. So it's not a schir yoyim that you're hiring him and then giving him whatever work. He has a very specific area. And if none of that work is available or needed, so then he doesn't do anything. So again, so he's working for himself on his own time schedule. As opposed to, you keep a fellow around the house, listen, whatever I need to write, you'll write. When you're not writing, you'll do something else. So then you're working directly for me. You're not working for the job, you're working for me. So if that's the situation, so then, the goy can write the letters or weave the garments on Shabbos. And this will be the equivalent of if he'd been hired for a specific job of writing a book or a specific job of weaving a specific garment, that's clearly mutter. This is the same thing as that. Because, again, the goy really has the time is in his own hands. But if you're going to come to him with a complaint, you didn't do any work on Thursday, he said, "Well, I'm going to do the job. I'm doing the job as I see fit." Right? But once the Jew is the range is he's going to convey him that he has to make sure he's doing something every day. So now when he's working on Shabbos, he's working for you. And we have the second condition that he can't, even though it's mutter, it's only if it's not done on the Jewish premises. Okay. Some say that any Yehud Lizman is going to be Asur. That this is not mutter, this is not the same thing as a Kablon, where there's a very specific job which has to be done. He's very specifically undertaking that. It's now his responsibility, and the Jew is no longer really part of the process, the equation anymore. He's taken over the responsibility, and he's doing it. But over here, it's the Jew is feeding him new jobs all the time. So even when the Jew doesn't feed him a new job, he sits there and doesn't do anything. So he's not really working. He's not bound to you for every moment of the day. But he's bound to you to be available whenever you need him. So now when you give him this job, you're basically, and he's doing it. It's like he's working for you on Shabbos. Now, the Hagam Adavka Shesachor Lemalacha Miyuchedes Kegayin Baged Lerag Sefer Litev. Aber Shesachor Lechol Malacha Shistar Terech Zman Aschiris Kliyama Oser Kemashis Bar Besayv Simonation Zayin. So that's what the Ramah points out. This point, even the Tzad Heter is only because he's hired for a period of time, but within that period of time he has one specific job. Whenever there's a need to sell the garments, he sells garments, right? Or whenever there's a need to write a document or a letter or a book or whatever it is, he writes that. But if the arrangement is he's available for whatever you need him for, so it means he's working for you. So that's us.
Right, so how is that different from having to write anything that comes up? It sounds to me that you can reach to say that you've hired to write one specific document. That it might take a year or two to write the document, or to weave one beggar, but maybe it's going to take a year or two to do that. There's one specific assignment, not things that might...
No, the case over here is that he was hired to be available. Shibra will explain. To be available, that's the machloikas. The case is one specific job, so then everybody agrees on what the machloikas is. Right. The argument is because he's hired this man. You are going to be available for this amount of time for any jobs which come up. So that's why the oysim holds a problem. Okay. Is that Mishibur or
Chavdala?
What's
the problem? The Osrim.
Once in a while. Right. Chavdala, Shiyyit Abloy. Chasimogan Aram, Kabunas Aram. This over here is a quote from the Rambam. Kederach Asorim. What he means is you're hiring him like these high government individuals. They have a designated scribe or a tailor. Whenever the minister needs a document written, that's his job to write it. When he's not needed, he doesn't have to do anything. He's not then asked to do other work in the household or whatever it is. That's why this opinion holds mutter litiv Larig b'Shabbos. That's why he's permitted to write or to work to weave on Shabbos. Shoyse b'chol eshiyirta, because if he's given responsibility for the job, so then he can do the job on his own terms. Shoyisel ein armel lasses b'Shabbos. The Jew didn't say simply do it on Shabbos. And if the guy wants, he can do it on the day after that. When he sell marviach b'mash oisim b'Shabbos, and therefore that goes back to the we had before, the Jew is not getting any direct benefit out of the fact he's doing it on Shabbos more than on Sunday.
So you can't tell him Friday afternoon that he did Sunday morning.
Correct. Unless it would be possible for him to do it Motzei Shabbos. Even if he chooses to do it on Shabbos, that's his business. Ramesh has a tshuva where they ask Ramesh the following question. You have a business which is closed on Sunday. You drop it off right afternoon, and I need it first thing Monday morning. So the only way he's going to get this done is by working on Saturday, because he's not open on Sunday. So Ramesh says it's mutter, because that's his decision not to be open on Sunday. I don't know what he would say in the case if he had blue laws, as long as it's within his decision. So even though by giving it to him, you're basically telling him to work on Shabbos, that's not true. You're telling him to work that you're available by Monday. And then the goy chooses not to do it on Sunday.
Depends on how the work is. Because the store is closed, that doesn't mean you can't work from the back. Nothing's stopping him from working in the back. Unless he has a religious objection to working on a Sunday.
But even if he does, the Rosh Hashanah says that's mutter. Because that's his decision. Yeah, nothing to do with you.
But I'm saying that there's plenty of jobs that he may be working on Sunday. I mean, even though the shop is closed, that doesn't.
Well, then for sure it's Himmutah. The Kiddush Rosh is saying even a case where the shop is closed and he can't get into the shop and he can't do it on Sunday, but that's his decision. He's the owner of the store and that's his decision to have it closed. Once it's closed.
But it's a good question. What happens if it is a government decision? And that's
basically
a problem.
That would be a problem. Now, even if the rain when he was hired wasn't that whenever I have work for you, you're going to be available for my work. Your job is you're supposed to write every day. That's the job. Or I want you to be constantly producing garments. So then, also afla rama mutal b'shabbos. Then even according to the rama is going to be a problem. Even if he doesn't specifically go after men for the fact that he takes off a day. Kamalkam harei mivriach yisil basi yosod. So, but the other hand, the point is, the Jew has an expectation of daily work and any work which is being done on Saturday. If you leave it for Monday or Sunday, that means the work which could have been done or should have been done then, it's not going to be done then. So the Jew is gaining by the fact that the guy is working on Shabbos. The pshat is that's right now he's directly giving the soul the benefit for the fact that he's working on Shabbos. Okay, that's it, fine, and this is the how the Chayyadim understands and the Tosfos Shabbos. It has mashal the gabachi gabna choshev ram and kablonos. Tosfos says no, even this case is mutter. Again, because with the condition that he takes off a day, that's still the one who's hiring him has no complaint against that. But then, if he says, no, I hired you and I'm paying you for your daily works, so he's not a kabbalah anymore. Now he's a paid worker. He's working for you every day. He's getting paid because the fact he works every day. That's exactly what you're paying him for. If he hired him to finish a certain project, and the project requires that he works regularly, so who can mock? But that now gets, because he's put a time limit, he's given a specific project. So he's saying I'm not allowing him to take off whenever he sees what he wants. So then he's telling him what that's considered like mak, but then we said that's also. But for some of the case where it's only need that you cannot finish the project in the time allotted unless he works on Shabbos, then you tell him to work on Shabbos.
Does this contradict what Rav Moshe said? Does this contradict that? He could work it. Now you know he's not going to work it.
Well, one second. Even though, yes, he could push himself into extraordinary measures and finish. But since you know that he's not going to do that, because that's something which you're asking him, that would be asking him to do extraordinary measures. So the Prima Gadim, which this quote is from the Prima Gadim over here. So that's called telling them to work on Shabbos. So now what Menashe is asking is, what about Ramosha's case? Ramosha's case is Ramosha looks at Sunday, he's not an oinus. Right? Sunday is a decision. It's not the fact that you're asking the fellow to stay up, till 3 o'clock in the morning. That's not a decision issue. That's a practical issue. It's difficult. Something difficult about working on Sunday.
So the fact that you know that he's not going to has nothing to do with your case. Because you could say that he could work Motzei Shabbos, that they're open Shabbos, he could work on Saturday night.
Well, it depends. It's winter or summer. And if the place is open until 10 o'clock at night and it's middle of winter and Shabbos is at open, ends at 5, so for sure it's he has 5 hours after Shabbos to finish it. Yes, for sure it's winter. Okay, Oshiyaragloy, or you hired him to write or to make a baggage, so raise the curse of Erg Bashabas. Kaitzach Lormer, that is the correct version of the language over here. Apparently there was another language which the Mishnah was corrected. Fine. But this is only in the condition Shlo Yakshabimoy. Rasulam Shlo Yadatika Lovimbatla is a Yemi Malatta. So as we said, this is only Mutta because you're giving him leeway. If he doesn't want to work today, he doesn't have to work today. I mean, if the Jew is sitting over him and saying, I expect you to work every day, so then you're back to that he's working for him on a daily basis, then he's defining the daily work. The guy's not working on his own calendar, so then it's a problem. And it cannot be based on Yisrochav Zayin. The Bezah Fila Kabbalah's Gamur also, because the Kabbalah's emanation base, even if it's a true bona fide Kabbalah, it's a problem. So this, sketchy Kablonis for sure is a problem. Now we'll see later on when we get the Rishon Beis. There he discusses what about if it became that the work which we're discussing is become so normal to only do the Kablonis and not in any other way, is there a Meir Sinai issue in that situation? So that's discussed over there later on. Came along so the Rambam said this is Mutter, B'yesh Misha Oyser, Chav Ches. There's a second opinion which says that it's a problem, which is the Ravid who's arguing on the Rambam. Ahudas a Ravid, fine. We need a Dasa Taz now. Nicha v'pshitus tam a Ravid. So according to the Taz's understanding of the Rambam, the Rambam is being makel. Like you just said before, that he's hired to work on not whenever he needs writing to be done. He's hard to work to write every day, but he's not makbid if the goy takes off a day. So that's the chiddush of the Rambam. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. You understand why the Rambam argues. It's really the af sheino makbid al bituloi komokim harei yisrael marviach al yodah. But since the arrangement is that the goy is supposed to write daily, constantly, that's the arrangement, and he cannot be bottled. So even though I don't mind if he takes off a day, but when he's working for the Jew. That's the Ravid's argument. Now, however, the Dasa Magen Rama now, who learns that even Rama holds that case as Oster, so the only case that Rama was Matur was that he was hired to be available whenever he needs to do a job. But there's going to be time where he's not working at all. So that's the case of the Rambam. What's the Rambam? Why is the Rambam saying the case is also Gam ken nichol the shilah the Rambam the Yisrael marviach b'mash oisa b'shabbos shem yitzar gam l'morcha l'itoiv yuchol lasu shneim kecha. So it starts out being a kablonis because he has responsibility for the job, and the Rambam's argument is that it's mutter. Excuse me. Say that again. The Rambam's argument that it's usur is because even though it's whenever he has a job to do, but he might have multiple jobs to do in succession, and then he's basically being pressured to work on jobs. And that's, since that always can be, therefore it's a problem. Okay. Okay. And this is all talking about where he hired him the Malachi Miyuchedus. So since he has a specific job which he has to be done, and then once it's done he's free. So there's no clear direct connection of the work on Shabbos and the Jew. He doesn't have so much writing or weaving to do. If he's hired for all work, so today he needs him for writing, tomorrow he needs him for something else, and then there's always going to be other work to do. So if he doesn't do the writing today, everything gets pushed off. So the writing that he's doing on Shabbos is directly working for the Jew. So even though he's not sitting there and taking him to task about every single day, it's still a problem, since he's been hired for all malachas. Okay, so you have the non-Jewish servants, and they're doing things for their master on Shabbos. They're not doing because the master told them to do so. They're not doing it in the house of the master. But the problem is, they are directly benefiting. They're doing the work for the master, and when this is done, they'll be available for other things to do after Shabbos. So, hey, m'skurim l'cholam alochas, because they're hired not for a specific job, but for all jobs. Kol shein shoysen b'beis Yisrael, they're also filled b'sachar l'malochah m'yichedes v'chanap. And if they're in the beis Yisrael, it's a problem even that they're hired only one for one specific job. Her job is she washes the dishes. That's all she does is washing dishes. But it's in the house of the Yisrael. So if she's going to wash the dishes, which is a way which is halachically not permitted, Shabbos, turning on hot water, etc. So she's working, she's benefiting her employer by getting nice clean dishes, which she wouldn't have gotten otherwise. So that's a problem. I'm a tassif cotton olive, the maybe b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha. Who oyster the hashivcha filo asas malechas atzma beis bala. Now he takes it a step weiter. He says now she lives in the house, or she's there in the house, and she wants to cook her own food. She wants to make a fire to cook her own food. She's not doing it for the employer at all. B'silasr, according to Rabbeinu Simcha, Tam, v'nei haroyim, shlo yomru malacha she'Yisrael hi oisa. They don't know why she's lighting the fire. So they think that she might be doing it for her employer. V'yirabah, mehebe b'shem, sefer tshuma, d'malacha z'atzim is mutter, v'daitash gam Rabbeinu Simcha, mordel z'ayin ayin sham. The Rabbi disagrees and says, no, that's not my star, but that we're going to prohibit her from doing her own work for herself. Yishev Dibri HaTaz, he answers the argument of the Taz, Ayin Shem. I'm sorry, but Chayonim calls him Samadal, the Sakin, Hashivcha, Begadel, Chiyama Mutter, Bebes Baal HaBayis, for her to soap her garments. Everybody agrees it's Mutter, even though she's in the employer's house. Shuniker shemalechas atzma he oisa. I mean, you see, it's her garment, so that's not a problem. People mistakenly thinking that it belongs to the Jew. Vayin shom oil mashakos ben yinzeh, vayin mashakosav no besef katan, lamed hey. Okay, I think we should hold it here.
What was the first thing you were talking about, of non-Jews being a kaplan for the building of the house for a Jew?
Okay, let's hold it here. I'm not going to move up now.